second half began, Scott City has the football down their opening drive of the third quarter, and they would start at their own 32-yard line after a nice kickoff, and they'd really moved the ball really well down the field and came out of the locker room really steady with a 14-6 lead. They have a couple big plays, including this one that set them up with first and goal.
Wing T set up, wing to left is Stevens. Gooden goes under center. Gets the snap from Turner. Here's Hunter Yeager. First down to Moore. 45, 40. Stumbling. 35. Cuts it right. 30, 25, 20. Stiff arm. 15, 10. Inside the 5. And it's first and goal on a 46-yard run for Yeager. And the tackle made by Edgar Ramirez.
Set up Scott City first and goal. And then on the second play of the drive, Cale Goodman, for the first time in a few weeks, finds the end zone.
Sixth play of the drive for Scott City. 9 minutes to go. Third quarter from the 1. Second and goal. Gooden will hand it off left side. Cale Goodman in. Touchdown, Scott City. Cale Goodman finds the end zone for the first time in a couple of weeks. His eighth rusher of the year, and it's 20-6. Exactly 9 minutes to go, third quarter.
Well, it has been interesting. The teams have been really keying on the fullback as of late, especially in the last three games, and that has allowed some things to open up for other areas for Scott City. But Cale Goodman's 1 yard run with 9 minutes exactly to go third quarter capped off a six play, 68 yard drive at exactly 3 minutes. The Beavers will go up 21-6 after the Lexus Reyes PAT. Scott City's defense would hold Holcomb to just 5 yards in three plays of three and out. The Beavers would move the ball in their next series. They'd get it to their own 49. They'd take off over 4 minutes and punt the ball with 2:49 to go in the third quarter. Still with that 15 point lead, but miscommunication on the defense gave Hope an open door to get back into the ball game on the first play of the next drive for the Longhorns.
Three receivers for the Longhorns to the right, one to the left. Shotgun here for the sophomore, Caden Johnson, as Drew Hill, the senior, in the backfield. Cox in motion from right to left. It'll be back to pass. Johnson looking left on first down. And wide open down the seam here is Edgar Ramirez. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. And nobody accounted for number 7. And Holcomb is back to within 9 with 2:38 to go, third quarter, 21-12.
Holcomb would go for the two-point conversion to try to pull to within 7 at 21-14, but they would miss it, and it would remain 21-12 Scott City late in the third quarter with about a minute 52 to go. Scott City would get the ball right back there, and they would go backwards once again. They get it at their own 31 and then would be sacked on third down at their own 22-yard line. Late in the third quarter with about 54 seconds to go, they would punt it off, but special teams played a big play and setting up Holcomb's third touchdown. And it happened right on the fourth down punt attempt.
So Holcomb will get great field position out of this. Bowers to punt for the second time in the quarter and fifth time tonight. Standing at his own 7-yard line as he kicks. Oh, it's blocked! And it's blocked and picked up by Holcomb, and they're going to run it in for down to the 2-yard line. Blocked by Holcomb and recovered that time by Sebastian Munoz. And the Longhorns will have it first and goal at the 3 with 54 seconds left in the third quarter.
Holcomb would officially set up shop late in the third quarter with first and goal at the 4. And all of a sudden, all the momentum was definitely on Holcomb's side and only a 21-12 game. Scott City would stuff Holcomb on two straight running plays at the 3-yard line, bringing up a third and goal going into the fourth quarter, and Scott City with the 21-12 lead over the Holcomb Longhorns at the time. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.